Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I have a big mouth anyway. It comes from barking at Farmer's Market. Anyway, welcome to Sandusfield Arts Center. We're so happy to have you here. There are a lot of things that I want to tell you. However, it's my duty. I'm a very proud member to be a member of the board of the Sandusfield Arts Center. And I'm thrilled to have you all here. But one of the things I have to do is a little bit of housekeeping. So the first thing I want you to do, if you haven't done it already, is silence your cell phones. It's always a good thing, because in the middle of some of this music, you know, when something goes up, ring, 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 you know, it's one of this, you know, this is oriented. Also, make note of where the exit signs are. I feel like I'm an air pilot, and I have an airline pilot right here. There's my brother-in-law, Tom, and he's a pilot. So here's one of the exits. There's an exit over there. In case of a water landing, I want you to hold on to each other and pray for all the best. Now, Hildy is somewhere. Is there something I have missed? What else is it I'm supposed to say?
Well, we can thank our
I want to thank all of you for being here. Oh my God, that's the most important thing. Thank you for being here. Have a seat. Thank you for coming. Come on in. There's lots of seats. There's a seat up here. There's a seat over there. Got lots of room. And we're so glad to have you here.
Thanks to Connie for parking.
Thanks
to Susie and
Laura. All the wonderful people that make this ticket.
And
thanks to all of your family and friends for being here.
Doing the reception and everyone else.
And, oh yes, that's what I was supposed to say, speaking of reception. Thank you, Mr. Bill. There will be a reception after the concert. So we're going to have it. We'll bring food up here, sandwiches and things like that, like little things. And we hope that you enjoy the concert. And I'll let Bill get on with it. And I'll turn this mic off. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again.
Can you hear me without the mic?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The first piece is Ode to Lucy. It's a little four-note piece, but it's got a different rhythm than the Beethoven's Fifth. So that's sort of the little story behind the name. And I worked on this piece for years and kind of put it away for a few decades and finally brought it out. And so this is a trio version of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
quick, weird, nervous question. Is that little Zoom recorder going? Thank you. I can't worry about anything while I'm up. So when I originally wrote this, I called it civil unrest because protests in the United States were usually very mellow and low-key, and that people weren't really persistent about doing things. And that may have changed a little bit, but that's what this is about. It's sort of about people making a little noise, but not too much. So we're hiding from the law here. It's sort of self-explanatory.
Thank you.
that was dream about, someone in a little narrow train station sort of area. And we were sort of in this little vestibule waiting area, and there was, I couldn't tell if the police were outside, and the person was with me, and I couldn't tell if they were innocent or guilty. But this little theme, that's the theme that came to me, and then there was some running stuff after that, and then I decided to put a little rag after that. So that's the history of that piece. So we're at Strange Stairs. This is a Paul McCandless piece that we played together on one of my albums, and it's just a really wonderful piece based on the Spanish Steps in Rome. I don't know why I didn't call it Spanish Steps, but maybe it was a legal thing and you wanted to go to a slightly different name. And what he says is the chord progressions kind of the geometric patterns in those steps and the chord progressions he has here are matched in some way. Apparently Leonardo da Vinci, I think it was, designed those steps in very mathematically. But it's just beautiful music that I don't pay much attention to that.
Thank you.
interested. If you want a piece of horn music, you know, I'd play it, but she lives in North Carolina, and we have not connected at this point. But so I wrote a piece, and then I added some parts to it. And this is a slightly abridged version of the piece. She loves salsa music, so this is kind of, I went online and learned what salsa rhythms were, but this is very rudimentary salsa piece that I wrote, but we've got a wonderful horn player here and a wonderful horn player. Thank you. in my head. Da 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 da. A friend of mine, a guitar player in a band that I played, used to call this the bat, the beginning. The very beginning part.
Thank you.
nothing like what Stan Getz would do. But the name was in the dream, so I called it Stan Getz Dream. So don't expect to hear Stan Getz. And then Jay and I worked on some lyrics.
Very difficult lyrics, so if you catch on, you can sing along.
Thank you.
Shostakovich. And as far as we know, this was written or copyrighted in 1966, when Shostakovich wrote a number of small pieces. And I sometimes wonder, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I just sometimes wonder if people put their names on things, like Scott Joplin used to have, teach ragtime people that were not really in the popular vein yet, he would put his name on their pieces. Now, the Shostakovich may have written this, but we just weren't able to find evidence, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they're nice little waltzes anyway, so. We think they were written in 1966.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have Terry Teagle on the end with oboe and mandolin. Stuart Edelstein with French horn. Gerald Moan with clarinet and bassoon. And Terry Russo with piccolo and mostly flute. Another very sweet piece. I Had a Dream with Paul McCandless and Jay and me playing piano, and the first few bars of this piece were coming in the dream, and he was playing soprano sax and she was singing, but I don't know what the words were, so it took a while. I wrote like three or four stanzas of words that were way too complicated, and Jay helped me simplify them. So that's the piece you hear now.